Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to another episode of Debbins on Demand. It's Thursday, June 9th, and it is National Donald Duck Day today, by the way. We can maybe celebrate by all chipping in, getting him a pair of pants finally. I think we should celebrate the day. Also, by the way, some Donald Duck trivia for you. You might not know this. He has a middle name. His middle name is Fauntleroy. It's true. I don't ask, but he does have a middle name. If you love coffee and you also love cats, there is a cat cafe opening in downtown Rochester. It's called Positive Cafe. I really love a pun. And if you're wondering what a cat cafe is, it's basically like it's like a place where you can grab a snack or a beverage and just hang out with cats. It sounds like a terrible spot if you have a cat allergy, but if not, sounds wonderful. Opens next week. Positive Cafe. The average price for Rochester area homes has now risen to just under $200,000. That is the current average in Monroe County. If everyone's salary could also just like rise at the same rate as home prices and gas prices too, I think that would just be wonderful, wouldn't it? We set a new record, by the way, speaking of gas prices, and it's a record that nobody wants. The average price for gas in New York State hit a record high of over $5, which the average has never gone that high before. Is this the future of fast food? A Taco Bell in Minnesota has completely eliminated the need for human contact with customers. So the restaurant, it's a new restaurant. It's got two stories. The first floor is just four drive-through lanes. And then the second floor above it is where the kitchen is. And they have, like, you order just on a screen, and then they lower down the food for you in this like little food elevator tube. I think it sounds weird, but I also think that it could be the future, because do they even need people? They just could have robots just flipping the burgers for you and then just descending down. If you grew up during the 2000s, by the way, and you still have old clothes packed away, that's phenomenal, because apparently they're back in style. Fashion experts, of which I am not one, are saying that things like bright colors, low-rise jeans, all that Ed Hardy stuff, tiny purses, and velour tracksuits with Juicy on the back are all back in style. I don't know if that's a good thing or not. If you were like me, then you've never heard of this before today, but for the first time ever, an American woman has won Britain's traditional cheese rolling competition. It's this extreme event where you have to tumble down a rough, steep hill chasing after a wheel of cheese. My fiance is in the room right now, and she works. Sometimes she has to travel to the UK for work. She's nodding. You know all about this?
I know all about this.
This is a real thing.
My coworker.
Wait, hold on. Can you come closer to the mic? You're on. Yeah, no. This is if you're gonna hang out in the room while the podcast is being recorded, you're gonna have to sometimes hop on. All right, tell us about the cheese rolling competition.
Well, it's a real thing, and my London colleagues were telling us about it on a work call a while ago. And we thought that they were all conspiring to pull our legs because it doesn't sound real.
It sounds fake.
So we wound up doing a whole lot of research about it. And it turns out it is very real and very popular among actual UKers. So if there is someone in your life who is from the UK, London, the outskirts, you should talk to them about the cheese rolling competition, because they will have very strong opinions about it, and we'll talk about it all day.
Do people tailgate this? Is this like an event where people come and spectate?
I actually don't know. I
want to go.
People in London really like their beer, so I would assume so.
It does sound like the type of event that would be more fun, like that you almost would need alcohol. If you're watching a wheel of cheese roll down a mountain, I feel like you need to crack open a beer. Apparently, it's dangerous. I don't know if your coworkers mentioned that to you. Apparently, you are rolling very often with the cheese. The woman who, just a bizarre concept, the woman who won this, she was saying that she tweeted about how she was all bruised. She's never been happier, but she's all bruised and a little banged up, but she's going to be fine. What a time. This is proof, though, that humans will go to extreme lengths to entertain ourselves. People will get together and they'll watch a wheel of cheese roll down the mountain. I wonder if there's like, see, I want you to go ask your, I have a lot of questions. And I want you to go and ask your coworkers, are there different types of cheese that roll quicker? Like, do people, they choose, oh, the Gouda. The Gouda is what you got to go for if you want to win. You know, and then is the cheese consumed after in some capacity, or is there a lot of food waste? Because I'm not really on board for that. So anyways, I want to know all these things. We're going to have to, okay, your coworkers will report back. Okay, great. I need to know. Maybe we should just have them on the podcast. I know it's late in London. It's already what, like? 8:19. It's 8. Yeah. Well, yeah, we're recording this at 3:20. So yeah, it's after 8. Wake them up. The latest. Yeah, they're probably not sleeping unless they're very old, perhaps. Anyways, the latest weird trend on TikTok, people are mixing balsamic vinegar and sparkling water and calling it healthy Coke. Some people say they love it. Some people say they hate it. A lot of people say it just tastes like carbonated balsamic vinegar, which I think makes sense because that's exactly what it is. And I'm guessing tastes nothing like actual Coke, but I guess I haven't tried it. So maybe speaking of reporting back, I'll try that too and let you know what I think about that. If you would like to live longer, try being optimistic, perhaps. A study found that optimism could potentially add years to your life. Researchers, they tracked 160,000 American women for more than 2 decades. And while they were doing that, that sounds creepy. I don't know. We tracked 160,000 women for 20 years. That just sounds weird. But apparently, I don't really know what they were tracking, but part of the tracking was they had a questionnaire to rate how optimistic these people were. And the ones who managed to look on the bright side of life were more likely to make it to 90 years old or even older. So the theory is if you're happier, more optimistic, you're going to live longer. I think if you're a pessimist and you're hearing this, someone's telling you to become more optimistic, that's just annoying to you, right? Like you didn't choose to be a pessimist. You just are. And telling someone to try and not be a pessimist is only going to annoy them, I think. For a wedding to be enjoyable, I think you really need, I've said this for years, I think you really need 3 core things. You need good people, like your friends and your family that love and support you. You need some good food and you need some good drinks. That's all you really need for it to be a great wedding, in my opinion. Apparently not everyone agrees though. There's a couple of really intense Disney fans that are going viral after they had their dream wedding, which involved them hiring Mickey and Minnie Mouse to make an appearance at their wedding. But because of that, they couldn't offer any catering services, so none of the guests had any food or drinks. They got to see Mickey and Minnie, but they had no food or drinks. I think that is rude. I would take my gift back, honestly, if I went to a wedding, because that the whole thing, you're supposed to at least cover the plate, right? Well, if there's no plate, then I don't have to give you a check, in my opinion. And here's a random fact for you on Devin's On Demand. The TV show Breaking Bad, which was famously filmed and takes place in Albuquerque and, you know, other areas of New Mexico, it was originally supposed to be in Riverside, California. The only reason that it's not there is Albuquerque gave them more financial and tax incentives, so they moved it there. Have a great night. I'm actually off tomorrow and also on Monday taking another long weekend because life is short. So another one of these on Tuesday. Have a great weekend. Okay, just kidding. I'm back. There's an update, actually. Oh, no. Okay, hold on. You keep fact-checking it, and I'll tell them why I'm back. So, an update on the cheese situation, the cheese rolling competition. My fiance, who I'm not going to... Do you want me to tell people what your real name is, or do you want to give a fake name? Or do you want to just be the fiance?
I hope you're not recording all
I'm recording all of this. Anyways, she has informed me that the cheese wheeling competition, we had some bad info on it. Oh, not that it's not a real thing. It's a huge thing still. It's just it seems as if there is one wheel of cheese rolled down the mountain and everyone is chasing after the one wheel of cheese, which is why it could be so dangerous because you're fighting to get to the wheel of cheese. It's not like everyone has their own wheel of cheese. Is that correct?
Yeah. So a 7 to 9 pound.
Are you going to have to come over here? Because. All right.
All right, so how this works is a 7 to 9 pound round of double Gloucester cheese is sent rolling down a hill, and competitors start racing down the hill after the cheese, which is why they're tumbling, and it's very dangerous.
Okay, one wheel of cheese. Regardless, I have officially added this to my bucket list to go to see the wheel of cheese and maybe even compete. Do you want to start training for this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Start training.
There's some good hills in Rochester. We can just tumble down them. And if anyone asks, we'll tell them this is what we're training
for.
Yeah,
we'll just go to Cobb's Hill with a roll of cheese. Here's why I think actually you would be better at this than me is I like cheese. So I would be tempted to eat the cheese. You are lactose intolerant. So you'd have no temptation to eat the cheese. And I think it would keep you more focused while training. But we'll see.
Oh, yes. Cheese will from now on serve only one purpose for me. And that is to become a competitive cheese chaser.
All right. Anyways. That's the end of the update. Have a wonderful day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.